have it. You cannot. You can. All of this will happen. You're the animal. Animal, curiosity, finding something, trying to grab it, to use it. That's not what we're talking about. This is the key. We talked half of the book. One was how to get rid of this ego, how to come out of yourself. Because you are trapped in a very simple logic. A very simple one. The beginning of the logic. We are not the beginners. The beginners are the little animals, amoeba, something like that. The single cell animals. They have intelligence, the same as you. Sometimes even better. What is that intelligence? What is it? It's something, let's say we don't know. Honestly, we don't. Let's say there is this thing which will manage to divide the universe to two pieces, me and the rest of it. And I will try to remain alive. How? As simple as that. Eat, don't be eaten, reproduce. That's the logic that it was there. And it's still here, in all animals. That's what logic is. And it's working. Thanks God, we're here. But that flaw, that stupid division, dividing the universe to me and the rest of it, yes, for amoeba whose rest was a couple of millimeters around it, or maybe centimeters. For us, 100 billion galaxies. I divide it to me and the rest of it. This is the nonsense. But inevitable. That's what logic is. So logic will stay here. But I come out of this. How do I come out of it? A part of me is already out of it. I acknowledge it. I embrace it. I make it stronger. Do you understand that? I'm not only this. I am not. There is a part of me which is my role in the society, my relationship with the human beings, and interacting with them. That's the we part of me, which is not in me. When you look at me, all you see is this flesh and skin. That's it. That one is not visible by this. There are other ways to see it. It comes with intelligence. Another kind of intelligence. Not the animal one. The one which is started with understanding the abstraction. Having another dimension before us, up to the monkeys. Understanding is natural. It's a give and take. It doesn't need abstraction because reality is there. Reality, you open your mouth, big teeth, power. As simple as that. You make yourself little and you try to make your tail move to show how ridiculous you are. That's reality. With us, it's not that communication. It is done with word. And one word is the door to another dimension, abstraction. Remember, that's how we could understand each other. If we wanted to create words to really communicate, nobody could ever learn that language, because that language we have billions of words. We don't do that. Each word has a lot of meaning to us. That's what poetic language is. We put it somewhere, distort it, put it somewhere else, bring another meaning out of it. Abstraction. We said, this is what we are. This is our difference. Because we have something which is beyond the logic. In a way, it's not illogical, but it doesn't need logic. What is that? There is something in us which doesn't need logic. And if I question it, when you're doing it, you will say, oh, this is how things are. You don't have explanation because you don't need reason for it. We call it common sense. Common sense is something that we all know that it's good, but none of us could prove it. Because we don't know why. It feels to all of us that this is bad. If you hit your children, it's bad. Because it feels bad to all of us, and there's no logic, there is no explanation, it's beyond that. He said, ah, that one. Because in that, the names are there. When I talk about the name, what do you feel? I said Alexander. What did you think? You thought about an emperor, right? You thought about his cousin. You see the difference? Same thing. Because we are mixed with it. Language is something more than language. We're talking about culture. We're talking about connection of us sitting here with somebody who is dead for 500 years. He's dead. Finished. No. He's always here. Or the other guy, what do you say? Anyone who registered in the Book of Love will never perish. Our name is permanently written in the Book of Universe. Because that's what it is. Something is out of the personal stuff. And that's the source of happiness for us. That's why you could be rich. Oh, there's the one. Beautiful. Teeny skinny. Young. Well, there's the one. Live in a very unhappy neighborhood. You cannot sleep even at the night. Because you know everybody around you is miserable. That's how it is. But be almost homeless. And have a very nice imagination and thought in your mind. You are happy. Happiness is a strange stuff. That's what we are looking for, right? I said, ah, okay. This was the first part of it. The first part ended in this, that I know this is the beginning. We'll explain a lot, but right at the beginning, remember something. Whatever this donkey wants, do the opposite. Because this animal doesn't want to come with us. Right up front, we'll say, we are in a path of giving everything to beloved. That giving stuff is something that this logic is made to avoid. It wants to take everything. And everything should think about, what is in it for me? This path, we say, this me is not important. This me should be reduced to zilch. Nothing. This is what we say. Then, okay. This is the first part. But what the fuss? What are we really talking about? We are talking about the basic. We want to know who we are. Isn't that what it is all about? Okay. Who am I? There are two different definitions of me. The first one comes from the ugly fellow. I called him ugly. Why? He doesn't have really a face. Yeah, in some paintings it has two horns, one big fork, a tail. But it doesn't have a face. It's a quality, it's something. Something I know. I know that before becoming ugly, he was the pretty one. He was the closest one to beloved. Right? We know him. Do you know his quality? This ugly fellow? The Satan? What is his quality? He's an angel, isn't it? Fallen angel, of course. But not the way you thought fallen. Falling in your lap, a gift to you, it's knowledge. Satan knows everything, haven't you noticed? Because it's knowledge, and knowledge is fallen in our lap. It's good and bad, both. What is he describing me? You tell me.
How is he describing us?
Yeah.
As ugly and unworthy.
Unworthy. Something made of earth. Something filthy. Something secondary. That's how he described Adam, didn't he? He describes me that, in reality, a branch of monkeys. To a scientist, I am a branch of monkeys. To myself, I'm not. I know I'm driving that monkey, but I know there is something in me invisible to the ugly one. What is it? The breath. He didn't see the breath. The breath of beloved is in me. I'm creative. I could create. Guess what? I could do something that no animal ever did. I could create beauty. Look at Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. A branch of monkeys? This is creating beauty. This is what we are able of. We started in infancy with proportions. We built enormous buildings with precise dimensions just to be precise, to practice. Now we could move everything. But we're here to make something happen. That's something that without us didn't exist. Kindness. In nature, in reality, there is no kindness. Each animal is self-centered. We are talking about the quality of selfishness. That strange flower, which is illogical, because somebody will give to someone else because this feels good. This is a beautiful act. And that's it. That's it. If you have doubt, I will prove it to you. Because it's proven to me here. The second part says, remember, this knowledge we're talking about has only one pillar. One. It's not comparison and rules and blah, blah, blah. One pillar. And that's the imagination or image of beloved. That's it. Do you remember? I repeated myself here. Whatever, whoever, whenever says about God is almost nonsense. Because we don't know, and it's supposed to be non-describable. Period. We know only one thing about him. And only one thing. Do you remember that? The fellows who remember, raise your hand. The others, shame on you! I repeated it 1,000 times. The only thing we know about, whatever you want to call it, is that it's beautiful. Because it feels that way. It's in common sense. We know nothing else.